Welcome back to Reparanda. Today I'm going to be talking about the barbarian invasion of our capital on January 6th by angry hordes of criminals, really. This is an invasion indicating the beginning of the end. One of the themes of this podcast is the decline of the U.S. and kind of like the decline of the Roman Empire or various other empires like the British Empire along the way. And one thing that's ironic is that Make America Great Again is both a symptom and a cause of this decline. We can't go back to the way things were in the 1950s. We have to move forward, and that's going to disturb a lot of things. A lot of the people who participated in the Capitol invasion last week believed that the election was rigged and stolen. But election denial is a lot like climate denial. Both rest on an unwillingness of large segments of the public to accept facts. There's been a lot of discussion of the reasons that we're kind of in this post-truth society. One of them is tribalism, just repeating the rhetoric of the group you belong to, partly because you believe your tribe more than others, and partly to show that you belong to it. Another is confirmation bias, being more willing to accept facts that fit in with your existing beliefs and desires. And, of course, there's self-interest, just unwillingness to accept facts that hurt your interests. The thing that turbocharges these type of facial thinking is emotion. Trump and the right-wing media personalities like Rush Limbaugh and those on Fox News are experts at conjuring outrage by making spurious claims. It's a lot easier to get people whipped up when you can play fast and loose with the facts, and people seem to like to get whipped up. I'm recording this podcast on Martin Luther King Day in 2021. Dr. King organized peaceful, nonviolent protests, and they were very effective. Those contesting the election and those demonstrating in general these days should follow his example, like the millions of people did when they participated in the anti-Trump rallies 4 years ago, right after the 2017 inauguration. There were all the women's marches around, and they were not violent. But the trend toward violence on the right is disconcerting, and I must say, un-American. There's no place for violence in our system. And there may be an educational failure that's involved. Many people, especially young people, lack critical thinking skills, according to recent surveys. This is a reparandum. Something that needs to get fixed, this lack of critical thinking skills. It matters more in an era like the current era, where many people get their news from Facebook and other non-fact-checked online sources. Before the internet, the principal sources of news were major networks like CBS, NBC, and ABC, which all had well-funded news divisions and print newspapers. The large ones like New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, LA Times had huge staffs covering national and international stories, and smaller local newspapers relied on wire services like Reuters and Associated Press. But all of these big sources were very careful to fact-check everything. They took the truth seriously, and their publications were heavily fact-checked. Now the idea is circulating on the right that these mainstream sources are fake news. For many decades, traditional conservatives complained that the New York Times, for example, had a liberal bias. But that's very different from the current type of claim that facts reported by that newspaper are untrue. And it's untrue that these mainstream news sources deliberately publish untrue facts. Nowadays, a lot of people get their news from unfact-checked sources like Facebook and Twitter, and many of the facts in those reports are just plain false. We're somewhat harking back to the days of yellow journalism, like when Joseph Pulitzer's New York World newspaper was fighting with William Randolph Hearst's New York Journal newspaper in the late 1890s. They both published over-the-top stories to boost circulation, and they bent facts at least a little. A woman on Twitter is asking for a pardon after she was charged with criminal activity for invading the Capitol building last Wednesday. She was a real estate broker who flew to Washington, D.C. on a private plane to participate. She justifies it by saying what she was just doing what her president asked, but this demonstrates an incredible lack of critical thinking. Why should she think that using force to break into a U.S. government building would not be a crime? Why was it so easy to convince her of something that common sense said could not be true? The theme of this podcast is reparanda, which is Latin for things that need to be fixed. The primary overarching thing that needs fixing in the U.S. is that the country can't deal with problems. We can't fix things. It's ironic in a sort of recursive way that the most important thing that needs to be fixed is the fact that we can't fix things. One of the biggest obstacles to fixing things is that we can't even agree on the basic facts. Was the presidential election fraudulent? Mainstream news, as well as courts and state legislatures around the country, say no, but Fox News and other sources wrongly trumpeted over and over again that the elections were stolen. They're running a fantasy news service. What would their right-wing listeners like the news to be? They'd like the election to have been stolen. So they just say it was. They'd like Trump's tax cuts to have benefited the middle class. So they just say they did, and so on. My idea of making America great again would be to get back at least to the days of normality before Trump. Perhaps if we can reduce partisan strife on both sides, we can move back towards accepting a common base of facts. That's the only hope I can see right now. So thank you for listening to this episode of Reparanda, and I'll see you next time.